GL formularies are developed with a primary focus on controlling costs and eliminating or decreasing access to medications that can be abused or diverted. But sometimes unintended consequences can result. I want to give you a quick example. A 35-year-old man with a reported history of bipolar disorder and anxiety is arrested for several misdemeanors. He is booked into the jail and reported taking quetiapine 600 milligrams at night and escitalopram 10 milligrams a day. Staff confirm that these are active prescriptions, but they stop the quetiapine because this is not on the jail's formulary. They continue his other medication. 5 days later, the man is involved in a fight with a cellmate. He suffers serious injuries. And when you go to evaluate him, you note that he is manic and experiencing persecutory delusions about his cellmate and other jail staff. His records indicate that he has been stabilized on quetiapine for years and has experienced side effects or other problems with multiple other antipsychotics. You file a request for approval to restart the man's quetiapine with an order to crush and float the medication. He is then restabilized within several days. This case demonstrates the tension between reducing access to medications, which inmates may abuse or divert, and preventing destabilization of patients who need a certain psychotropic medication. What are ways to balance these concerns? One would be to stop meds such as quetiapine on intake only if the patient is taking it at a non-therapeutic dose, for instance, taking 50 or 100 milligrams at night for sleep. Two, you could crush and float the medication of concern, such as we did in this case. Or three, you could have the patient seen within 24 hours by a prescriber to see if he should continue the medication, and if not, decide which medication he should be switched to. Well, that concludes this case. Please take a look at the Apple Practice Guidelines for Psychotropic Prescribing in Correctional Environments. Thank you for listening.